You boxed up after last year?
You got it. Box? What do you mean?
What do you mean box? I just set it off in the corner and put it right back in the other room again. Well, if you tear it down, you have to put it back up, right? Have you used a fake tree for a long time?
Yeah, probably for 10 years or so.
Yeah. I mean, everybody has their preference. Some folks like the convenience of the fake tree and all that kind of stuff. Some people go for, you know, something a little bit more traditional, and they like to go out and do the family thing. You know, for some folks, it's really a family event to go out and get that Christmas tree. But if you do use a real Christmas tree for the holidays, well, then the folks at Iowa State University Extension have some suggestions for you. Dick Geron and Willie Klein, a couple of the horticulturalists with Iowa State, have put together a little thing about buying and caring for the real Christmas trees that folks might be getting. I think more and more people are probably opting these days for the fake trees, but like I say, for some folks, they really enjoy doing that, and there are different ways to go out and find them too. But buying local often means buying a locally grown food, but you know, this time of the year, it also means buying a Christmas tree from some sort of a local grower. And Christmas trees are grown in Iowa. In fact, they're grown in all 50 states. There are about 100 different choose and harvest farms here in Iowa, where the top selling Christmas tree varieties are Scotch pine and white pine. I wouldn't know the difference between them. Some people can look at different Christmas trees, the different types, and they have their preferences. I wouldn't have a clue.
It's the length of the needles, isn't it?
Okay. As they said, I wouldn't have a clue, so I don't know. You'd have to educate me. But Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, the horticulturalist there, they did provide some tips on some fresh Christmas trees. So if you're getting ready for that family excursion, or if you're just going to run out after work some night and pick out the perfect Christmas tree, you know, there are some factors that you should consider when you're buying that Christmas tree to put up in your home for the holidays, because it's really kind of the focal point for a lot of folks. Not you, I suppose. It's the family food table, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of the focal point. Yeah, well, me too. But for a lot of folks, the Christmas tree is kind of the focal point. A lot of folks decorate around the Christmas tree. It's not just the tree itself, but the tree is kind of everything else leads to the Christmas tree in their home. Many, many folks have that Christmas tree in the front window, somewhere where they can, you know, other folks can see it as they drive on by. I think most of us are kind of like that. You could put it in the corner in some room, but what's the fun in that?
Got two in front windows.
Do you?
Yeah.
Perfect. Oh, I know some folks who put many, many Christmas trees all over the house.
Yeah.
So, you know, in some cases, maybe they might all be fake ones. In some cases, they might be a combination of. But it's, a lot of folks decorate in different ways. But the Christmas tree seems to be one of the focal points for many folks' homes. Now, when you're making those decisions about buying Christmas trees, there are actually some things you should consider before you head on out. Now, one of the things that they talk about here is to decide where you're going to put the tree in your home. Do you have a traditional spot where you're going to put it? Do you have you want to try something different this year? You know, might not be the worst idea in the world to kind of take a good, hard look at it, because deciding where you're going to put the tree in your home actually can help make the decision what type of tree you might want to buy. So you want to choose a location that's away from heat sources, like a radiator or a fireplace, things like that, and also decide on the size of the tree that you want. And that means height and width. I have an aunt who, for years, she has relatively low ceilings. I think she has like 7-foot ceilings or something like that in her living room. The house is older and has shorter ceilings. But she always loved having a big Christmas tree. And she used to live in a place that had taller ceilings. So what she ended up doing was going with, I don't know, we always called it a stubby tree, but it was very large, extremely large. It wasn't very tall. I mean, it was only maybe 6.5 feet, but it was way more than that wide. And I don't know what kind of a tree she always used to get, but she wanted to fill up the living room with it. So have to look for certain things like that. So, you know, that can make a big difference in the type of tree that you want to buy. Christmas trees also can be purchased from cut-your-own tree farms or as cut trees in commercial lots. We've seen them in all different ways. Now, if you're looking for a tree farm around the area, you can always find those at the Iowa Christmas Tree Growers Association website, which is iowachristmastrees.com. and you can look through the different commercial tree lots or the cut your own farms there. Now, also, if you're going to go out to one of the lots, make sure you carefully check the trees at those commercial tree lots. You want to make sure to ensure the freshness of any previously cut trees. If the trees have already been cut, you want to make sure they're good and fresh. Now, the tree species that are commonly available at tree farms and in commercial lots here in Iowa include the two we talked about earlier, the Scotch pine and the white pine, along with red pine, the Fraser fir, the balsam fir, the Canaan fir, the Douglas fir, the white spruce, and the Colorado spruce. Now, when you're looking for a tree, you want to select one that has a straight trunk. A tree with a straight trunk will be much, much easier to set upright in the stand. And thankfully, I think stands have gotten a lot better over the time.
I don't think there is such a thing as a straight tree. I was doing them for Mom or for my mother-in-law, the tree was never straight.
No, it always seemed like it was. Remember those old, they had those four long screws in there, and you'd try to set it in there, and then you'd tighten this one down, then this one, and then this one over here, and the one over here, and then back to this one, trying to get it as straight as you can. And
more than once, they were wired into the corner.
Yeah, that's very true. It can be difficult. So, you know, as straight a trunk as you can find would be easier to set up. You want to check the diameter of the trunk. Make sure it'll fit into that tree stand. Ooh, I think we've maybe all done that before in our rookie times when we were first time around with a live tree in the home. Oops, it's too big. It doesn't fit in the stand. A tree with a bare side also can be fine if you intend to place it in a corner or up against a wall. So don't shy away from one just because of that. Now, also, one of the questions to ask is, how can I determine the freshness of a cut Christmas tree? Many, many trees around Iowa are purchased already cut from lots in different locations. The freshness of a cut Christmas tree can be determined with just a few simple tests. They suggest that you gently run your hand over a branch. Kind of seems silly about shaking the tree, but that's one of the ways to check. If the tree is fresh, then the needles on that tree will be pliable. Those that are on a dry tree will be brittle. That should be pretty easy to figure out. Another test is to lift the tree by the trunk and then lightly bounce the butt of the tree on the ground. If there's a heavy needle drop, well, that's kind of a dry tree. A fresh tree will drop only a few needles. So all that stuff, you know, you kind of see that in movies and things. You wonder, gee, do we really need to do that? Yeah, you do. That's the easiest way to check them out. Also, what's the best way to store a cut Christmas tree? Sometimes folks will buy those trees and they don't intend to set them up right away. If you don't intend to put that tree up immediately, then you want to place the tree in a cool, sheltered location. Perhaps an unheated garage or a shed could be a good storage site. Sun and wind will dry the trees out if they're stored outdoors. So you want to put the butt of the tree in a bucket of water and cut off the bottom 1 inch of the tree's trunk before you bring the tree in the house, because a fresh cut actually facilitates the tree taking up more water that way, so it'll stay fresher longer. Also, what about adding material to the water to try to prolong the freshness of a Christmas tree? Remember hearing the old stories about, you know, sprinkle a little sugar or something in there. Well, they actually suggest that you do not add things like molasses or sugar or soft drinks or aspirin or commercial products at all to the water, because those additives really provide no real benefit. The keys to keeping a Christmas tree fresh are to place the tree away from any heat source, again, fireplaces, heaters, radiators, things like that, and to make sure you keep the tree reservoir full of water. You want to check the tree reservoir at least once or twice a day. Fresh trees tend to absorb large quantities of water, especially in the first few days. So if the water level drops below the bottom of the trunk, then the water uptake will be drastically reduced or cease when that reservoir is refilled. So it's important to keep that water trough plenty filled and not necessarily, I guess, throw some of those additives there. I've heard of some of those. I've heard folks, sugar was always a popular one, and I've heard folks talk about pouring a little bit of a Coke in there or something.
Aspirin.
And the aspirin. Aspirin. I heard a lot about, too. I think the tree's largest headache was when you chopped it down. I don't think aspirin at that point is going to help it a whole lot. So, yeah, just the water. I guess look at it this way.
Get the dog out of the pan.
Yeah, well, that's the other side of the coin, too. If you put something in there that's going to get the dog running over there.
Yeah.
I smell something good. Must be a Coca-Cola. I'm going to go lap that up. Also, how long can a cut Christmas tree remain in your house? Well, the length of time a cut Christmas tree can remain in your home is determined by a few things. First of all, the tree species, the freshness of the tree when you purchased it, also its placement in the home, and then the care that you give it while it's in the home. In general, a fresh, well-cared-for Christmas tree should be able to remain in your home for 3 to 4 weeks. You do want to remove the tree from the house, though, when its needles become dry and brittle. And another helpful tip there, too, would be, you know those tree bags? Those are great inventions. If you have a live tree in your home, I think the biggest hassle isn't so much getting it in, getting it decorated, and all that stuff. It's at the end of the season when you try to get it out of the home. Because by then, the needles are a little brittle, and it is awful dry. And, you know, if it's a little distance from the front door, you can leave quite a trail.
Yeah, I think it takes about 4 months to find all of those needles when you do move them out.
It does. And you find them with your bare feet.
Yep.
That's not much fun. And when the vacuum cleaner keeps pulling them up, I'm told. I don't vacuum often, but I'm told that can be a tough deal, too. But, yeah, so make sure that put that Christmas tree bag around the bottom, too. You can always, you know, you can always roll it down and then put that Christmas tree, that skirt down below it, over the top of it, so you don't even see it at that point. But when it comes time to get rid of that tree, boy, having that bag and being able to pull that right up around, boy, that makes a big difference. That's a lot easier. And, you know, when you do get to that point where the season is over and you want to take down that Christmas tree, there are also a lot of different ways that you can use them. We'll talk more about that down the road, but there are some groups that use those for different projects. You can recycle those into mulch and all kinds of things. So when the Christmas tree is finished with its intended purpose, it can actually serve a lot of great purposes after the fact, too. So think about that as well. I want to turn things back over to Brett. He'd like to tell you more this morning about Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Brett?
Wouldn't it be nice if your car used gasoline at a rate of 98% efficiency? Your furnace can. Lennox produces a gas furnace that is 98% efficient, and Alliant Energy and MidAmerica offer rebates of up to $400 on an installation of one of these Lennox models. With a variable speed motor and its 98% efficiency, the Lennox Signature Series furnace will give you the ultimate in saving money on your heat bills. Give us a call to get all the information and a free estimate on one of these for your home or business. In Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286. Just about forgot that. Set my paper down too soon. Thought of the day today is Zen proverb. A mouth closed gathers no foot.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Suppose Bose thought about that.
No. You had to go there, didn't you? Hey, thanks for coming in.
You bet.
Appreciate it very much. Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.